The Advent moderation was not in Switzerland. They do not come there. But here, rising.
They fly higher.
Six mountains.
They don't come there.
No.
That was the only place in the world. There is no such sound.
Mm.
Otherwise, everywhere. In America, we have got so many temples. Even in West Virginia, hilly, there is also. But less sound. Here it is near London, there must be.
Yeah.
Have you met Mother Teresa?
Who's Mother Teresa?
She's a Christian mystic.
She's a Christian nun, and she has a mission in Calcutta.
Saint Teresa?
No, Mother Teresa.
She's a Albanian
nun who works in India and has captivated the whole world just by the fantastic work she's done and is doing amongst the outcasts and the desperate poor in the cities of India, particularly in Calcutta. And she's got disciples, young men and young women, joining her where most of the other religious orders are desperately short, and the youth have been captivated by, and they can't cope with the numbers wanting to join. And she was given a big speech in the Guildhall in London, and was the first person presented with an enormous sum of money by the Duke of Edinburgh, voted by the World Council of Churches as the outstanding religious person in the world. And people at her speech heard, it brought the audience to its feet. And all she said in her speech was nothing more except love, 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 love. Just go on giving and look for nothing back. She made an enormous impact. What was it?
That is fine to remain in the village. That is the defect of the modern city.
In India, you mean? You're talking in India
everywhere.
Now? Everywhere?
Yes, everywhere.
What about India? I mean, they've been for India.
Yes, what is the question? Yes. But the industrial is, they are alluring them to give more money from here. So, they are going to the city and the food production in the village is neglected. Therefore, the food grain price is rising. Actually, everyone should be engaged to produce food. But the modern setup of civilization is that few people are engaged in producing food and others are eating. They are offering, they are artificially getting money, so they are offering paper, there is $10, all this is a paper, cheating. And they are captured by cheating. They are thinking I've got now $100. Now what is this $100? It is paper. So, some people are cheating and some people are being cheated. This is the society.
Yes, but I think one has to be clever enough not to let people cheat.
Clever means that he must stay in his own land. He should not be cheated by the paper and go to the city.
But we have to teach our young to be able to define between those who cheat and those who...
The whole civilization is a plan of cheating us. Mm. And they are all sinful. According to our Vedic understanding, there are four things, sinful, pillars of sinful life. Illicit sex, unnecessary killing of animals, intoxication and gambling.
But you can lead a very happy life, still eating...
Our students are trained in that way.
There are a lot of very good people in the world.
Now you can see from your son, they can sit down anywhere, they can lie down, there is no artificial living. They are satisfied with nice foodstuff made from vegetable and milk, and chanting Hare Krishna, holy name of God.
I see, he's happy. But you know, he came from a very happy home, so he should be happy, shouldn't he?
Yes.
Very happy home, brothers and sisters. And we've all been very happy. And I hope he will remain happy.
He's still happier.
Yes, I can see.
He was happy, now he's happier.
Yes.
That is the difference.
Oh, I don't think he's happier. You are? I didn't think it was possible.
Because your son has come here, you may not be happier. But he is happy.
No, you're saying this. I'm not saying this. I'm very disappointed that he is not continuing with education. I'm not sorry that I'm happy for his happiness wherever he is.
What is the purpose of education?
You're a cultured man. You're educated.
Yes.
Did you not learn, who gave you the talent to translate your Vedic scriptures?
Yes.
Who gave you the talent, Father?
Yes. No, I'm asking.
Yes.
What is the best part of education? So far my school college education is concerned, that is not being used here.
Oh, but you're cultured. You in your old age are getting tremendous comfort from being able to read and understand what the world is doing, the goodness of your books and... you're able to understand the spiritual way of life. If you couldn't, if you hadn't been educated, Father, well, how would you be able to have...
No, education is required.
No, I am so happy that my son is happy, truthfully, but I'm very distressed, and little boys, don't laugh, because this is serious. I am very distressed that none of these boys continue their education. What is going to happen to them when they're like you, when they're older, they have no talent?
But your educational system in the Western countries, you have got big universities. Why the university students becoming hippies?
Oh, well, there are always a certain amount becoming hippies in America anywhere, but we must...
Students, university students, they're all hippies.
Yes, but we must develop the good ones that have talent. We must develop them. You have the power.
The chance of education is there. In India, there is no such big university facility. But in your Western country, you have got nice universities, nice teaching system. Why the result is hippie?
Oh, but we're talking of you. You have got the power, but people follow you because they believe in you. So you have the power to educate them. You're not hippies, are you?
That this simple, this education for eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, this sort of education is not satisfied.
Well, you're educated, you see.
No, I'm educated.
Yes, but how many...
But I am not educated only on this platform, eating, sleeping, and sex life and defense. I am educated in a different platform.
But aren't you translating your book still?
Yes, that's all right.
Isn't that a great joy? Great joy for you.
Translating of books, it does not require... Of course, it requires... when the purpose of the translation is given. Otherwise, the real thing is culture. That education is culture.
Well,
money-making education for maintaining this body, that education will not satisfy anymore. Just like I told you, that despite all arrangements of education, why the young men are turning to be hippies? That is my question.
Well, but not your followers. Your followers are not being hippies. People follow you. Therefore, you've lost the people who you could help to become cultured like you.
So my father educated me in a different way. Therefore, I've come to this place. My father never allowed me to drink tea.
And I'm disappointed in you. I came to see you because I felt that being so cultured, that you would want all your boys to have this culture and to have this.
You've got this culture.
Oh, but you haven't. You're a culture
we don't have.
But you're not mature yet.
The culture that he has, he's giving to us.
Yes, but you're not mature. It takes years to become mature. Hurt, pain, happiness, everything together. You find God. Yes, I found God. We all, I feel very close to God, and I feel very happy. But I would also still wish to be educated. And fortunately, I was given the chance to have
education means to know God.
And I don't dispute it.
That is education. Our Vedic culture, the high class man, is called Brahman.
Yes.
Brahman, you know that.
Brahman, yes.
So who is a Brahman? Who knows God? He is called Brahman. Therefore, culmination of education is to understand God. That is education. Otherwise, to get education, how to nicely eat, how nicely sleep, how nicely have sex life, and how to defend, this education is there even in the animals. The animals also, they know how to eat, how to sleep, how to have sex life, and how to defend.
It seems to worry you, this sex life. I mean,
I'm not worried. This is also necessary.
It fits into the place in my life, or our life.
It's also necessary.
Yes. It doesn't worry us.
And these four types of branches of education is not sufficient for human beings. A human being, above all this education, must have the knowledge how to love God. That is perfect.
Oh, Michael was taught that when he was very small. The Jesuits taught us that. The Jesuits certainly did.
So to understand God, how to love God, there is a religious system.
Mm.
In every civilized human society, it doesn't matter whether it is Christianity or Hinduism or Mohammedanism or Buddhism. The religious system is there in human society. Besides the education of eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. That is there in the animal society. So, a human being is distinct from the animal when he has education how to understand God and how to love Him. That is possible.
Well, you've got a good taste there now, haven't you? You've got a good taste there now. Yes.
So that is not one thing. Mm-hmm. Our Krishna consciousness movement is not depriving people of their education. To get education, how to eat, how to sleep, and that's all that. But side by side, to get education, how to know God and how to love Him.
Yes.
That is all.
I agree with you. Yes, I agree with
you. We don't say we stop all this education. No.
No, I don't agree with you there. No, Father, no.
You can go on with your industry, you can go on with your university. By side, you become competent to know what is God and how to love. Then your life is perfect.
I could mention a lot of names that are still very close to God and brilliant men in science. Where would we be without our scientists, without our doctors? Medicine. They all have to go to university and get a degree before
like
they...
Like I say, get.
Yes, but we need them. Yes, well then but some of your boys could be doctors.
But simply to become a doctor at a medical science will not save me. Unfortunately, they do not believe in the next life.
Oh, yes, they do. Right, Dr. Tyson. But... And the doctor who came to church at my place and every Sunday is a very good man.
Mostly, I have worked with many
years.
I was talking with Patovsky. He said, Swamiji, after finishing this body, is there, everything is finished. But if you do this process, generally, people have to believe next time. They do not believe it very seriously. If they actually believe that next time, then we must prepare what kind of next time I am going to have.
Yes, but
because there are 8,400,000 forms of life. The trees are also like, the taps and dogs are also like, and there are intelligent persons in the heart planetary system, they are also like. The worm in the stool, that is also like. So, calculating all of them, there are 8,400,000 species of life. So, if I am going to have next life, the antaram prati, we have to change this body to another body. So, our concern should be, what kind of body I am going to get next?
I agree for some people too, you especially, to think like this, because you are a leader of your Vedic religion. But for everybody to do that, where would we be? We couldn't all sit down
and think all the time.
But you can also work and think.
Now, I need to say, where is that education in the university to prepare the student for the next life?
Universities all over the world are doing this. That's our main purpose, is to teach the young man and the young girl the success in this world, but above all, in the next, which means union with God for eternity. That's top priority, and borrowing Christ's words, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and then all the other things of very minor importance. It's closeness to God and the eternal, the one with the beatific vision in heaven. That's the top priority. That's our aim in education. That's what Michael was taught in as a Sinhurst. And that he does well and gets a degree, yes, very good thing. He could be a doctor or an architect or a leader in commerce, what have you. But with all of which are essential to the well-being of the world. This time last year, I was dead. I was picked up as unconscious in the corridor, and the doctors said that I'd experienced a near-death experience. Well, if it hadn't been for the skin of the man that looked after, I would have been here this afternoon.
So, next slide. How it will be ascertained? What kind of body I'm going to next slide?
I don't think it matters very much. I couldn't care less what's happening after I'm dead. All I know is that there's not annihilation. I'm going to be joined to the Almighty God.
You cannot be blind.
We're going to Almighty God.
I don't want another life.
We're going to Almighty God when we die. We don't have to worry.
What is the qualification?
We know.
Everyone is going to God.
Yes, everybody who believes in God. Yes, and leads a good life, does their best in this world. And that's
then the question comes, what is a good life?
Obeying the commandments of God.
Yes. See, the commandment is, thou shalt not kill if somebody kills.
Now, Father, you're being a bit unfair. It isn't. Interpretation, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not unjustly take away life. If a man walks in this afternoon through those bushes with a revolver, I have every right, I'm not saying I'm going to do it, but I have every right to defend myself against that unjust aggressor. And if I kill
you, you can protect yourself from the aggressor.
Yes.
But when you kill innocent animals,
But again, if that would be interpreted, we wouldn't be able to. How do we live on food? How do we live? We have what we don't eat.
How we are living. How we are living.
Like, you don't care how you wash your food.
But you have a vegetarian diet,
But that is not killing.
Now look at it this way. You just said a few minutes ago that there are 8 billion different kinds of life. Do you agree that the potato, the cabbage, and what have you, also has a life?
Yes.
Of course, there's vegetative life, the sensitive life, the rational life, the supernatural life, and the life of God.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
And therefore, I'm not being facetious. When you spoil those potatoes, you're taking away the life of that potato.
So, what is your philosophy? That you can get any life?
You said thou shalt not kill.
No. Yeah, thou shalt not kill. That's
kill the potato.
Now, suppose there is potato, and there is your child. Would you like to kill your child in Japan. Why this discrimination?
Why you not answer my question?
Yes, I'm answering you. But you are to kill. But you have to discriminate. What kind of killing you shall do?
Well, I just said that. I gave the example of the chap who comes through with a revolver. I can name the fix myself.
When somebody comes with a revolver, if you said that is another thing. But if somebody is innocent, why you should kill?
Enough, sir. God said thou shalt not.
Then why are you killing animals?
Well, that's what you are doing. It's the use of potatoes.
But that is not animal.
It's a vegetable, right? Oh. My dear, it starts with a little tiny seed, that's right. It grows.
But that is not animal. It is a fruit.
Is that tree alive?
It is a fruit.
Is that tree alive?
Yes.
Has it got life?
Yes.
Are you doing anything wrong when you cut it down to provide
yes.
the life?
Yes.
Are you doing something wrong?
You don't cut down trees. Unnecessary. I have asked this question to so many people that why you are killing, although it is prohibited, thou cannot kill. They cannot gain any. Innocent animal killing and taking a potato from the tree, you are making equalized. It is not.
I'm not agglomerating, but saying, all I'm saying is that it's all logical and I accept.
This is where we can.
Kind of life.
I have to leave. We agree that we have to leave by eating another living entity. Jiva, jiva, sa jiva. But if I eat this grass, taking some grass, and if I eat some animal, do you think they are equal?
Yes.
It's equal? Then why don't you kill your cat, don't you?
Even your own psychologist will display to you rational life in the monkey.
No.
So many other animals, rats.
No.
They make rational decisions.
No, they don't.
Oh.
Well, I mean, it's been accepted.
Your own psychologist will display that to you.
All I can say is been accepted the teaching of not merely Western philosophers, but all
not
Eastern
philosophers.
Omnia animalia intellectual carriage. And that was, as this pitches up there, if you've done a bit of
some animal is not intelligent, you are right to kill.
No, we're not talking about killing. He's seen now that there's no difference between us and a dog.
Yes,
we've all posted on it.
You're more intelligent than a dog, to some degree.
No, in other words, if we had all the
muscles, not intelligent, you cannot kill. Because your child is also not intelligent. So, that does not mean you can kill your child.
Oh, nobody, master would, nobody for 1 second.
No, that is not a very good reasoning. That because the animal is not intelligent, they may be killed. That is not very good.
Oh, no, that isn't the reason. That isn't the reason why we kill it. We kill it, the animal, because we need it by means of living.
That if you can get eggs, fruits, grains, things, why do you need animals? You have to eat and live, not to kill. Similarly, that if you can get nice foodstuff from food grains, from fruits, from flowers, from vegetables, from milk, why you should kill the animals?
Well, a lot of people now are going over to health foods. This is thought of by a lot of people.
A reasonable man, a religious man, he should have discrimination. That if I get my foodstuff from here, why should I kill and eat animals?
Well, it's not, I always think it's not for me to condemn people, whatever they do. All I ask for.
No, that we are
I'm not condemning you.
It is all right that we have to eat some living entity, but the preference, if we can get, besides that, when you get the grains, it's not actually killing. When you get the fruits, I'm getting these fruits from the tree, it is not killing. The fruits are there, I take it. It falls down, I take it. The grains also.
Yes.
So it is not killing.
No, well, I don't think I really worry about whether
it's
killing.
If I take milk from the cows, that is also cow's blood, but I don't kill it. So if I can live in such nice way, without killing, I get the fruits and flowers and the milk and the grain, why should I kill them?
There are a tremendous number of people being vegetarians today. You're not the only people. I mean, a lot of people get
that. Nice.
But we don't condemn people who do.
That will make them less sinful. And that will qualify them to go back home, back home. If they remain sinful, they cannot go.
Would you say that because we, and I talk about myself, because I have meat and bacon and so on, does that make me sinful? If I didn't eat those, I would be less sinful.
Yes. Yes, that's the answer.
So if I give up eating meat and bacon and sausages and things,
then
I'll become a different person.
You become pure.
Yes.
Very interesting.
I just met a gentleman who told me exactly that. He's a businessman here in London. He's about 40 years old. And 3 months ago, he decided, because he heard this from us, he decided to become a vegetarian. And a few weeks later, I talked to him. He said, you know, it's amazing, the difference in my consciousness. He said, I've become a completely different man. Yeah, he told me that.
Yes,
he's very intelligent man. Immense society.
He's saying animal killers cannot understand God.
Well, this is very good, sir, that you find this. And I say, this is not my
argument.
No,
not practical also. Yes. I've seen the animal killers. They do not understand what is God.
Mm.
That's a fact. Neither they have got brain to understand it.
But you don't need brain if you're not going to study or to do anything further.
No,
you just sit and sleep.
We are studying because we are preaching. They're studying that. The animal eaters, they cannot have any conception of God.
Mm.
The brain is so dull.
What about your children? Where do they? Do they go to school?
Why not?
Do they go to school, your children?
They are now grown up. My grandsons are going to school.
Well, I didn't mean yours particularly. I'm talking now of all of you. I'm not talking of you particularly. I'm talking of all of you.
Mm.
All your children, the married devotees.
Yes, our children, we have got our own school. All these wives. They have got their children. They are directors, householders. So we have got our nice school at Dallas. Very big school.
You have got a school,
oh,
a Krishna school.
Oh, yes.
And now how do they go to college?
They are now little children. But we don't wish to send them to college. We have got sufficient books.
So you cut off their education like that?
What is nonsense?
Now, do you think that's not cruel
to
them?
We don't care for
them. We cut off your education, and we take education from the Vedas and from our spiritual master. We learn how to read, how to write, how to handle numbers sufficiently, and whatever we need practically for our work. Right? And we learn the science of God from our spiritual master, and we find that sufficient for us. We haven't got to spend extra time and many extra years learning irrelevant subjects that are never going to relate to our practical life or to our God-conscious life.
Because you're depending on other people then to do the other side of the life for you.
We are not depending on anyone.
So what happens when suddenly one of you gets very ill tomorrow morning?
What is that?
What happens if somebody gets very ill tomorrow morning?
So you give them medicine?
No, call the doctor.
Call the doctor.
No, we pay for that.
I know, but you call him, don't you?
But
you want him to be. You want the doctor.
Does it mean today that because he is required necessary, you have to take education on medical men?
But you don't train people to be medical men.
We can get it easily.
Yeah.
Our training is, that's all, try to understand. We, just like you have got four divisions in the body for maintaining body. So, the head division, the arm division, the belly division, and the leg division. The leg is doing its own one, walking. The hand is doing its own one. The belly is doing its own one. And the brain is doing own one. It does not mean that when the brain is what, it does not require the help of the leg. But a brain does not require to learn the business of the leg. This is the idea. The brain requires the help of the leg. But does not mean the brain has to learn how to walk.
Well, I'm a nurse, and so that is why I would like.
So there must be division of work.
Mm.
So you take from when there is necessity of brain work, you take help from it. And when there is need of the walking, and take help from the leg. It is a cooperation. not that everyone has to learn everything.
Well, as I say, I myself did a training. I became a nurse.
You are asking us why you are not taking medical education. Why you said that?
Because if everybody...
No, there is no necessity. If I can pay and can get the help of a medical man, why should I waste my time in that way?
Let me use my time
for understanding God.
You should be self-supporting in that
self-supporting, way. You are self-supporting. Just like, I'll give you the example. The body, the social body, you can take of this body. There are four divisions. The head division, the arm division, the belly division, and the leg division. So, belly is doing the work of the belly, stomach. The leg is walking, the hand is doing, defending, and the head and the brain is giving instruction to everyone. This is cooperation. So, that is basic system of civilization. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. There must be divisions of law. Not that everyone has to learn anything.
No, I don't mean that. You always understand me.
Then your question is replied. When I need the help of a medical man, I go to the medical man.
Yes.
So what is the wrong one?
Well, what I'm saying to you is that you can love God and be near God and train to be a medical man. Why don't you let some of your boys be trained to be medical men? Why do you say that?
We are training them for the brain. And you are asking me, so why don't you train them for the left?
But they can still love God. They can still work for God at the same time.
Why you are asking this brain to learn how to walk? Why you are asking this hard question?
Well, my brain works, and I also said, tomorrow I could go and be a nurse and look after the sick and still be with
them. That I have already explained. There are four divisions. So one division can take help of the other division. That is another thing. But you are asking that you are simply interested in prayer. Why not for the leg? But we are interested. But not in that way.
Well,
when you can see
sad.
That I can pay for the medical man and I can get the help, why shall I waste my time to become a medical man?
I think it's so sad to see a lot of very good young men becoming savages.
Let's listen to her. Okay? When I can get that my dear father, he's trained now how to preach. He's not a medical man. But he doesn't require to learn the medical science.
No, but I didn't ask you to be a doctor. I said some of your boys.
Well, why you are asking?
Which ones of us should become doctors here?
Well, or...
Wouldn't they all want to be preachers?
Well,
do you go to your seminaries and take one boy from each class to become a doctor?
Well, if you had an epidemic of smallpox or typhoid, you don't know what smallpox is like in India.
He's supposed to.
Do you go to your seminary and take one boy from each class to become a doctor?
No, but only a priest if you had smallpox, would it?
So that's why you do that. You go to your seminary and take one boy from each class to be a doctor. By force. Now, he's coming to be a doctor. They all want to be priests.
You take some students and train them as medical men. But I am training to become preachers. Why you interfere with my business? You do your own business.
Well, my son is my business.
Yes.
And
so
I'm
your son is not dependent on you. He's independent.
Yes, but he...
You want independence. He's already independent.
Out of the university, by your people going around the universities, he was in university.
That's all right. If some of our students go to the university, there were many students.
We didn't smash Michael.
You don't object.
Michael came to the temple in London, sat down, and didn't want to go away.
He'd been taking LSD, and he was very sick. And somebody took him in.
He was taking LSD, what did you do for him?
Why was he taking LSD? He had wonderful education, happy home, so many things.
Well, he was experimenting. Now, this
is it. LSD is acknowledged. He's dangerous experiment.
Well, he had a fault.
LSD, did you like that?
I didn't know, did I? Okay. Until afterwards, and we found him. And this is it.
There must be division. That is missing. At the present moment, there is no division.
But he had a false religious experience due to the LSD.
I'm talking generally, not of him. That everything must be, there must be division. And just like naturally you have got division. The whole objective is to keep the body safe. But there is division. the head division, the heart division, the stomach division, and the leg division. So, similarly, there must be four classes of men in the society. The intelligent class of men, the administrative class of men, the productive class of men, and the liberal class of men. Everything is required. But not that the intelligent class of man has to learn the business of the liberal class of man. That is not required. Just try to understand. The liberal class of man, they are required. But one who is intelligent class, he cannot be trained as a liberal, or in a liberal in the factory. That is his thing. He must work according to his capacity. If he is intelligent, he must be Christian. He must be God conscious. He will educate people that this eating, sleeping is not all. There is God. You should understand. He has got a relationship with him. If you want to become like next, then he must God conscious. But he is Christian. He is Christian required to be Christian.
Father, I understand that you have something in him.
I say that there must be division.
You have
to. We are one.
Tell me about the books you have translated. Are there some more translations?
Yes.
Well, one day you will die. Now, who will translate them then?
There are many. There are things that up.
Yes, those people are being trained.
Yes.
This is what I'm asking you.
Well, I explained that to you.
Yes, you
have a but then, this is languages. You've got to study languages.
Some of us who have an aptitude for Sanskrit language are studying Sanskrit language.
We are speaking Sanskrit, we are speaking English, especially. Especially, we are giving training to our bias to learn simply English and Sanskrit. Then they by learning Sanskrit, they will be able to read.
Latin?
No, they have one language sufficient, English language.
Oh, but then that is one song.
Most of us don't even study Sanskrit very much.
You're translating in German, translating in France.
But there's a lot of
Spanish
that needs translating too. I mean, you must have a full understanding of everything if you're going to translate.
Yes, it will be better if you also join, then you have full understanding.
You have a sense of humor.
What language, Master, is going to be a book to which you're reading?
Sanskrit.
Sanskrit.
Yes.
So we find it extremely difficult to get the literal meaning from the Sanskrit to the English.
No, you know, it might be difficult for you, but
when I did my studies, we had to do Greek and Hebrew and Latin. And naturally, reading the scriptures in English, it helped enormously with a background of a little bit of Hebrew, not very much, but certainly Greek and Latin. You get a much more comprehensive notion of what's in the scriptures. Pardon?
We are teaching Sanskrit to our students.
Yes, and all I was saying was, it is difficult to get across at times what you can see the meaning in the Sanskrit, but you can't put it into acceptable English. You know what I mean? The idiom.
We are giving every word meaning. Good. Have you got any book? Bring it. You can see. Tell each and every word of Sanskrit you are giving meaning. Mm-hmm. Our mode of presentation is first of all, we put the original Sanskrit language in Devanagari character. Then we give English Roman translators pronouncing the same word by translating mark. Then each word is translated into English. Then we give translation, the whole. And then we give the first part. This is our question. So, we are giving meaning of each and every word means we have got considerable knowledge of that word. Otherwise, how we can give?
I was thinking that there are difficulties here. I read Latin pretty well and Greek, and I can see the meaning in the original, in the Greek, and it's translated from the Aramaic. Now, in your translating,
if you get a phrase, and if you know the language, you know exactly what it conveys. Yes. Put it into English, and somehow, some of the meaning...
Yes, that's exactly...
Take the phrase, how do you say, how do you translate Arabra?
Okay.
So he's asking you how to translate a French word, au revoir.
How do you translate into English?
I'm not translating. If a person who knows French language, he translates from our English.
Yes. No, well, I understand. A bit of simple question. It's not a question trying to try anybody. I happen to say, I'll give an example what I mean. I just say in English, au revoir.
Just be, yes, see you. Just for him, I think.
Sorry,
you see, the original Sanskrit
text is which is translated. We had a Roman transliteration, and then individually the Roman.
Oh, I see. I've got the same. Then I've done it. I've done it. I've done it.
Actually, most of the Sanskrit, much of that work is done by one of Prabhupada's disciples now. He handles much of the Sanskrit. It's a mechanical process, after all. But the translation, that requires not only knowledge of the language, it requires spiritual realization.
Yeah.
The spirit of translation is done by Prabhupada. Not just from knowledge of Sanskrit, but from spiritually realized knowledge. That is the qualification to put the meaning into any language. You have to have realized the message.
Oh, I agree. Certainly, in the Western Church, all the translations of the Gospels and the Old and New Testaments are done for the most part by men who are saints. And in other words, it wasn't merely their knowledge of the language, but a incredible closeness to God. And everyone, the Adams and Augustine and all the great men.
The most recent translation accepted by the Church of England in England was done by Oxford scholars. Stately men? I know some of them. I don't think they're actually stately men.
Well, I wouldn't know anything about that.
Well, it's the modern, it's the accepted by the Church of England and most other Protestant churches in England. It's the New English Bible.
Yes.
And it's recommended by all these churches for their followers to read, and it's translated by scholars, Oxford scholars.
Yes. I take your point that you can have a translation which is purely academic, and a translation which is not merely academic, but is a sort of a spiritual experience behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I can say, by and large, I'm a Catholic priest, by and large, I think our men, who are doing the translations, are pretty, well, I could call good chaps, anyhow.
So if the translators and the knowledge are adequate, then why is it, as Mrs. Krishna just pointed out, that so many young people are interested instead in false religious experience of LSD?
Why? I would know. Because I would say, because there's some kind of inadequacy in their lives, there's something missing, and if that's the thing that is missing is what we in the Catholic Church call the life of grace, the supernatural. Somehow something's gone wrong somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so, they lost the young people.
That I was trying to explain.
But
nobody can understand God and God's conception being sinful.
There's a vacuum created.
It's very extraordinary, though.
Yeah.
Every boy that I've spoken to
that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita.
Have all taken even your president, you have. I
this
said,
one, this one.
The ones I've spoken to. I said,
Father Vernon. Father Vernon spent 23 years in a Cistercian monastery, left, and came to us right afterward. He's never taken LSD.
Who
was
in a Cistercian monastery?
Father Vernon there.
But I said. But I say quite a lot of your young people have come to you since they took drugs. I've spoken to even your president, admitted that he's taken drugs.
There is no restriction for anyone.
Yes.
God is open for everyone.
But you said, Michael, I said most of the people that I have spoken to, I didn't say most of the people here, I said most of the people, one person I've spoken to hadn't, but I can truthfully say that only one hadn't. Out of the ones I've spoken to, they have come here. You seem to be able to help the people that have taken drugs, so that you help them tremendously, and I can see this, but I am so sad that you can't help them to further their education. That's all my problem is.
Making the point of the purpose
yes,
of education
I know.
Is to
yes, he has, and I've seen that point.
Don't you think this is education? Well, translation what?
Yes.
If we are teaching our God.
But you know what I'm...
Sanskrit and English to translate the original Vedic. Is it not education?
Yes, I agree with you. That is education. But I mean fuller education.
In this, our students to become technologists, medical men, you want that.
Because the world must have them.
That's all right. But our point is, that if we can get the help of technology...
And good luck if you were ill and there was
money.
No doctor, wouldn't
Why
you?
Why should
you
work?
If you had acute appendicitis, what would you do? Well, you wouldn't. You'd die. I mean, you laugh when I say that. Somebody's got to be a doctor. You're being very childish. Father agrees there must be doctors.
Well, it's good that in the society we observe there are many, many people becoming doctors. But there are not very many people becoming brahmanas. People who live a sinless life and who learn the science of God and distribute it to the people. There are not very many people. Not very many. Not very many people are doing that.
I don't know. I think that's a gratuitous statement, though, for which you could never move.
I just said not very many people are doing it. How many people, compared to the number of medical students in England, how many people are students in religious seminaries?
But you know.
No, I'm asking you. You should
do.
Yes, so give us the comparison.
Yes. Well, I have no problem at all in finding plenty of young men to
come. And you're teaching them to preach God consciousness.
Yes.
And Prabhupada is teaching us to preach God consciousness.
Yes. Well, I've never questioned that.
There's no necessity.
There's no necessity
of canvassing amongst the seminaries or here for medical doctors.
No, you will miss the whole point.
Yes.
Mrs. Tish's original statement was, if the young men here went on, not merely keep the knowledge of the search for the knowledge and love of God, by all means. But let them go on to develop their knowledge in the world of science and the world of learning and thus become leaders in that particular branch with a spiritual motif behind it. And instead of closing themselves inside a circle like this, being able to spread the love of God amongst the tens of thousands of young people in the world. That's
I suspect that for the 100 or 120 of us in England, I think for the number of us, I'll bet we're doing more work per man to spread it among the young people than your mission is.
I wouldn't know. You make the statement.
I know that in almost all of our centers, except when we happen to be developing a temple like this, we spend every day from 10 o'clock in the morning until 9 o'clock at night engaged in preaching work.
I think most of us.
In our center, we have got minimum 50 heads. That's from 200-250. In Los Angeles, you see, you just have a recent photograph. Bring the photograph from my room. You can do it. We are giving them place, we are giving them food, we are giving them education.
Yes.
In this way. So, we invite anyone, everyone, without any distinction, without any discrimination. He may be Christian, he may be Hindu, he may be Mahavadan. Come on, live with us. Learn how to love. That is all. We say, according to our Vedic description, sabai punsam paro dharma jato bhakti adhukhas ahi kuki apratihata jinata suprasiva. If you actually want peace of your mind, then you must learn how to love God. So our teaching is, it doesn't matter. Whatever religion you are following, it doesn't matter. If you have achieved this aim, how to love God, then your system is first class. That is all. Kavi punsang paro dharma gato bhakti radhata. Bhakti means love of God. How much you have learned to love God, that much we want to do. We don't say that you are Christian, you become followers of Hindu rituals or Mahavan rituals. No. You remain in that position. But just try to love God to the best of your ability.
Well, I think we do go.
Hold in there. Most people.
So that is our mission. And if you find it difficult, you can come and join with us. That's all. Practically in Europe and America, they are all coming from Christian group, Jewish group. This is a recent photograph of a Los Angeles center. they are regularly living in the temple as they are living in the temple. And he also, the satyas, you know, that this was a church, that green. It was a big church. So, we have purchased it. Very nice.
In other words, your temple, you call it your temple or a church?
It's called temple.
And are these married and...
Yes, they are married, they are sannyasi, they are brahmachari, all kinds of people. It is not restricted. You see, so many children. They are having children, they are taking care of them. Everything.
Now, do you have these temples in India?
Always.
But I myself haven't been to India, but my parents were there. And the Indian contingent from Dunkirk was billeted in my home in 1940, just before I met.
Oh.
And we had all the Indians there after Dunkirk, waiting for more Indians to come and join them. And we had the Hindus and the Mohammedans and the sweepers, and they all had their own houses. And they recovered from all the war damage, and they went off within about 12 months. They went off in 41, back to...
There was some bombing in Calcutta, nothing more.
Oh, but these Indians were fighting in France.
Oh, that's another.
Dunkirk. And then they came, when Dunkirk was evacuated, they came back in all these little boats that they escaped in, and they got together and they billeted them. I was living with my godmother in Shoreden in Devonshire, and we had 8 acres. And the army put up huts for them, and they lived there for about 8 months until more Indians were sent to make them back to strength again, the regiment big enough. And then they went overseas again. Some went to Burma, some to Italy. I don't know where they went, of course, but they were very good soldiers. No, they didn't all die. Of course, some did, I expect. But they were very fine men.
Well, anyhow, thank you very much, Father, for letting us talk and for letting us listen.
Thank you very much for your coming.
Very nice.
Our only proposal is
that
you try to love God. That's
yes.
God is one. God is neither Hindu nor Muslim nor Christian. God is God. So, let us love God.
Yes.
That is perfection of
Well, you can rest assured we do that.
Yes, we do that. I wouldn't have given up my life to him 52 years ago. Be a Jesuit priest unless I love God, would I?
Unless you love God, how you
And I'm not only one, but I happen to be 32,000
years old. Because you are God, you become a priest, that means you love God.
Yes. Mm-hmm. 52 years ago, I made up my mind.
That you understand?
Yes.
You are grandmother. Because
how do you know I'm a grandmother?
I said brother.
Oh, I thought you said grandmother. I am a grandmother.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm. I think she goes to be
Well, thank you very much.
Yes.
And
take little prasadam there.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Well, I think we understand each other a little better.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes.
But you are fortunate that you have got such a nice son like that.
Thank you. Yes, thank you very much.
Goodbye.
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 Goodbye, all of you.
Question, man. She said that he came to us because he was taking LSD and he had a false religious experience. And the question is now, if they had access to a true religious experience, why was he looking for a false religious experience? Why was Michael looking for false religious experience from LSD if he had already got true religion? I didn't understand. their best children are taking LSD because they can't get any satisfaction from their parents' religion.
You answered that by saying you didn't have that supernatural grace.
Yeah, why not? That's pretty clear, actually. Oh, we love God. Yes, we love God.
a steak and a glass of wine and God.
Coming, a rainstorm. Rainstorm? No.
Little. It might rain. It's not for a while. When it gets misty, it sometimes rains.
You can understand from the clouds. When it blacks, then it rains.